Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom with you. Today, I'm going to bring on another guest. I've been working this week at bringing in people that you can meet and learn something from, and I'm trying to get a spectrum all over the place of different types, ages, and results of people so you can kind of pencil in, hey, that one sounds like me, or that one over there sounds like me, whatever it is, because, you know, everybody thinks they have a life that's so different than everybody else in the rest of the world, and that, you know, if you had my life, then you'd realize I can't be successful. But instead, if you maybe hear somebody sounds just like you, acts just like you, lives just like you, then maybe you can, you know, relate to the fact that they made it. So that's what I'm doing. And today I have a 38-year-old gentleman that just decided to get started in real estate, Victor Ruiz. So we want to get deep into what he's done. Hi, Victor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. What I'd like to ask you, first of all, is at what point in your life did you decide that you needed something besides just a mainframe job the rest of your life? Where did it happen that you realized that you wanted to be entrepreneurial?
Well, it kind of started pretty early. My father had owned restaurants all my life, and he kind of always instilled, you got to build something for yourself if you really want to make it. He had actually given me the Rich Dad Poor Dad book, and that kind of sparked my interest in educating myself financially and to better understand how money works and how I can make it work for me rather than having to work for it. So I went to school, I studied, but I didn't feel like it was really for me. So I was kind of, you know, getting jobs here and there until I actually finally opened up my own business at around 25, 26. It was a smoke shop in Miami, and I had it for about 10 years, and that's what kind of kickstarted my entrepreneurial journey. And from that, it was just exploring other options and just realizing that, you know, I can't really rely on anyone else for my retirement. And so that's kind of where it started.
So when you were out there, you were entrepreneurial, but you were entrepreneurial in a manner that is, I'm trying to think of the way to explain this. Typically, let's go own a job. You know, we own a business, but really we own a job. Does that make sense at all?
Yep, absolutely. And that's the reason why I sold it, because it became a job. It became, you know, if the employees don't show up, then I have to be there because the doors don't open. I don't make money. So it ended up being a ball and chain at the end, unfortunately, but it showed me a lot.
I have to laugh because a guy once told me in one of the case studies, he said, Del, I have a turnkey business. I said, what is a turnkey business? He says, if I don't get up, go down there and turn the key, there's no business. So
exactly.
I thought that was pretty good. I said, I'm going to steal that one, and I have. It's so true, though, right? If you own a business Absolutely. That you have to work in, it's not all that much better. It is better than working for the man, but it's not all that much unless it's something you can get massively rich with. And I assume only one smoke shop was not a business that you could grow that large, huh?
No, and I mean, it has its pros and cons, you know. When everything was going great, yeah, you have the ability and freedom to go and do what you need to do. But when things get tougher and you got to strap down and you got to end up working in the business instead of on the business, and, you know, can't take any vacations, you know, if you don't contribute, you don't have any retirement, you know, all those things come into play.
Obviously, you figured that out and you sold the business down the line, is what it says here in the notes. So when did you run into Lifestyles, and how did you run into Lifestyles?
So I first was introduced to Lifestyles, I want to say back in like 2017 or 18. Isaac Martinez, one of the national mentors, introduced me because he was starting out. And I went to one of the free workshops here that they had in Miami, the presentations, and everything just kind of clicked for me. But I wasn't ready financially. So I didn't actually get started until I sold the business and did have funds in order to be able to invest. And that was in 2022, at the end of 2022. And I mean, I haven't looked back since.
So I think when you met Isaac in 2017, I think he was still just a member at that time, was he not? Or am I remembering
that's
that
correct.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes. He was a mentor. He was a member. He wasn't even a mentor yet. He had just started acquiring properties, and it just he went in full force, you know. And him and his wife have done an excellent job. I rely on them very, very much. I relied on them throughout this whole process, and they're a major asset to my team.
Well, you know, it's interesting because he started out. I met him in Miami with his wife and his baby, and beautiful couple. Really nice, and I struck up a instant friendship with him. But he did all of his deals out of state, which was really an interesting concept. We were just starting to experiment with it at the time, and we had people that's all they did. They lived in St. Louis, they lived in Michigan, they lived in Florida, and they were buying stuff in Texas because we were so good at doing it there. Now we're buying the stuff all over the place. So, you know, literally I really have a real estate company in Florida now. I have mentors in Florida now. Are you still living in Florida?
Yes.
So when you started up, by the time you started up in 22, Isaac was the national mentor, or one of them. We actually have many of them, but he was in charge of them. And because he had completed his entire investment career in this, you know, live where you want, but invest where you should type environment that we started here. Let's talk about your first deal. Well, now, before we get into the deal, let's take a step back here. In 22, when you joined, did you take the two-day workshop?
Yes.
And I always like to ask people once they've taken the two-day workshop, what was the aha moment that, you know, it clicked and it said, wow, that's it. That's what I've been missing.
Really, the fact that I can come to a deal and acquire a property with much lower out-of-pocket than I had anticipated, or what, you know, everybody thinks you need. The ability to use private lending as leverage to acquire properties and take care of the rehab was major for me. So we acquired the house for $85,000. It was we got it like $5,000 under listed. And so we got the rehab budget was about 55, and all of that was covered through our hard money loan. And then we transferred over to a, conventional, / DSCR debt service coverage loan.
All right. So listen, I'm going to walk you through this a little slower for the person out there that doesn't understand what we're talking about.
Sorry.
What was the after repaired value of this house?
$202,000.
So if you bought it for $85,000 and you put $55,000 in it as a renovation, you're all in for $140,000 plus whatever your closing costs are. I'm just going to round that off that you went up to $202,000. That's given me about a $60,000 gain. And I think your notes said something about it being $50,000. So there must have been some closing costs in there.
Yeah.
So we've got a $50,000 gain. Let's take a look at this for a second and explain. First of all, how much did you come out of pocket to buy this?
We came out about $26,000.
So if you came out $26,000 and you made $50,000, that's about a 200% return there, just rounded up, right? And you have cash flow, it says here, of 11.3%. How much is that a month?
It's about $200.
$200 a month. Okay. Now, let's go back here and let's do another calculation just so people understand this. if you were not going to use hard money lending and you did this deal, you would have had to put up 20% of the $85,000. And so I'll get out the trusty online radio calculator called a cell phone, which is really a terrible thing to do on the radio for people. But $85,000, 1, 2, 3 times 20%, that would have been $17,000. And then you would also had to come up with the renovation money, which is $55,000. So that would have been 7 and 5 is 12. That's $72,000 you would have had to come out of pocket to do this deal, as opposed to 26. Now, that still wouldn't have been a bad deal. I mean, you $72,000 to make 50, right? That's about a 70% gain. But you did the 72. You only had to put up $26,000 instead of $72,000. Make sense? Those numbers sound right?
Yep.
All right, great. So people out there, if you're listening to this for the first time, if you don't understand what hard money lending is, it's where we have non-conventional lenders that work with us, with investors, that will lend you up to 70, 75% of the after-repaired value. So in this particular case, 75% of $200,000 would be $150,000. He had $140,000 of total cost to buy and to renovate it and closing costs. Now, in this particular deal, guys, what happens is we buy this with the hard money loan, do the renovation. How long did it take to do the renovation, out of curiosity?
It took like 3 months.
So we're in this hard money loan for 3 months, and then we lease it. So maybe we're in there 3.5 months, 4 months, whatever we're in there. And we're paying a higher interest rate during that period of time. But that shouldn't worry you, because as soon as we have the renovations done and ready to, and it's leasable, we can now refinance it into conventional financing. I'm curious, since you did this in 22, what was your interest rate at the time on this? Or
so
actually,
on the hard money, it was like 10.5, and then when we went back to the conventional, it was 7.2. But we took into account and we put it into our budget beforehand and knew we were going to have some holding costs. So, you know, we took all of that into account in our budget.
You obviously buried it into the whole deal. That's why you have $26,000 out of pocket, because you, the conventional lending would have paid for the purchase and the rehab. So you had holding costs. You had other things, closing, two closings, right? The first one and the second one. So there's cost for all that. So when you got done with this first deal, how did you feel about it?
Ready to do my next one. It was a little nerve-wracking at first. You know, it's the first one. It's out of state. You know, everybody, you know, you have family members telling you, what are you doing? But if you stick to the process and you stick to the map and you rely on the mentors, you know, it just works. You know, I'm ready to do. I'm saving up now to do my next one. Hopefully, midsummer, maybe early fall, I'll get into it.
Okay. So, did Isaac, was he your mentor on this deal, or somebody else mentor you this on this deal?
No, it was Isaac. I also had help from Jody in the San Antonio office. Okay. She helped me out as well. So
I assume the house is in San Antonio.
Yes.
Okay. Jody's a wonderful girl, been with me for years and years and years, and really knows this business. So she's a good help. What kind of, did you have a vendor that worked with you as far as a contractor?
Yeah, we did have a contractor, and we also used the Longhorn for our hard money, which was also a vendor, and AMP Lending as well.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you hit the proverbial home run on the first one, although I've seen deals recently that have been a lot of deals are incredible. And that's one of the reasons I'm having you on, even though you've only just done, is this just one deal so far, is that I want people to see this stuff's happening right now. This isn't something that happened 10 years ago. This is something that's happening right now. And if you're ready to get going, in fact, the marketplace is incredibly available right now for good deals. What are you doing now to look for your next deal?
So I've already, well, I'm saving up now another, you know, around 20-something to get into my next deal, looking for something around the same size and style. And then my plan is to possibly sell this one in about a year, and from the profits, acquire two more.
Very good. So you've got a plan all mapped out. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and see what he has planned for the future. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
How would a few $100s of passive income monthly change your life? Cover a car payment, a living expense, add a few more streams, and when all your expenses are covered, you're retired. What if you could do so in 5 years or less? Lifestyles Unlimited can show you how by investing in real estate, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big, and knowledge. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Learn how. Learn now with Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024 for our special offer, a two-year financial freedom membership for just $297. That's 66% off the regular price. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024. Take action today and get educated with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at LifestylesUnlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Victor Ruiz. Victor's completed his first single-family home, did a great job, made a lot of money, great returns. So we're back now, Victor, to discuss what you've learned from this experience. You know, life is a learning experience. In fact, I always say life's a journey, not a destination. So you've started on this journey now. What have you learned in this first short experience?
That I'm capable and able to do it. That this is an actual possibility for my retirement, that this is going to be what is going to help me create time and buy my time back. And that's really what I've learned. And to be able to rely on others' experiences in order to, you know, avoid any pitfalls and just be better.
Now, I saw a lot of pictures of you. I assume that's with your wife, lovely lady.
Thank you.
Yes. I saw you in restaurants. Is that your father's restaurants or is it somebody else's?
No, so we're big food connoisseurs. So we spend our time going and exploring different restaurants and traveling and just enjoying life as much as we can. You know, life is to be enjoyed, not endured. So, you know, we want to be able to do that as much as possible. And we feel that this is the right way.
So how do you support yourself now while you're building up to this?
So while I was in the smoke shop industry, I also got licensed as a public adjuster and an inspector. So right now I do that. Until I'm able to get my goal of 15 properties and see what goes from there.
All right. Hey, man, I really appreciate you coming on, sharing some time with me. And I would suggest to you that you should look forward to a new series I'm putting out called The Cup Walk, which is where I walk around my house with a robe. We used to do it all the time back when we first became wealthy. We would get up and just walk around our assets and look at them and say, wow, this is incredible. And it gives you that feeling that you've accomplished something, or it reminds you that you've accomplished something. You know, so many times people make money and they get up every day and they grind and grind and grind and grind. And I'm trying to put across a message that, you know, hey, stop grinding, Start being successful. Start learning how to create passive streams of income and not getting up and grinding and grinding and grinding. I see this on the internet. All the influencers, all the online gurus are just, they're on the internet all day long, every day. I'm like, that's not a life. I just won't do it. So they said, well, you need to have some more internet access. I said, okay. I'll show you what I do for a living, and I'm going to show you. I get up in the morning. I get a nice cup of coffee. I take my dogs and one of my cats. One of my cats thinks he's a dog, and we do a cup walk. Literally, every morning, I get up and walk around this incredible yard. And springtime right now is incredible. The flowers are just blooming everywhere, and it just stimulates the bejeebers out of me to think that, wow, I was lucky enough 35, 36 years ago to start investing in real estate and retire within 2.5 years after starting that, and now have all this incredible quality of life. And it's not just money. A lot of people have money, but I can't tell you too many people I know that have money that have a life. I mean, even my neighbors who own expensive homes in this neighborhood, got to get them to go to work every day. In fact, I have a lady right next door. She owns a donut factory. And she has to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go make donuts. She's a millionaire. But to run this business and make sure it actually works and opens on time and the employees show up, she's got to get up and go to work. And I tried to get across to her. Now, she listened enough that she went out and bought 15 rent houses. But still, it's the thing, the types of businesses where you just hustle and work and grind just to have money. But then to know that those people don't have any spare time, they don't have the time to live the quality of lifestyle, to me, is the wrong approach. So I'm going to do this cup walk. I'm going to show you my house and show you my yard. And I want you to understand, this is the way I actually live. I get up in the morning and you say, well, Del, you didn't even put on a nice outfit. No, I'm in a robe. You understand? Because I want you to understand, that's what really rich people do. They don't get up and plan business trips to fly around in a jet to go work here, to go work there, to go work somewhere else. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people like that, and they're probably billionaires instead of millionaires. But they've got a whole different point of view in life. They have the small man syndrome. In fact, almost everyone I've ever met is a small man because they are uncomfortable with not being the most important person in the room, without being constantly busy, constantly having people surround them, and flying around and being important and doing stuff. And when I think of how all of that works, I don't want any part of it. And I'm going to talk to the group of you that don't want it either. The group of you that want to spend time with your grandkids, like my wife spends constantly, every day, hours and hours a day, either with her granddaughter or FaceTiming her granddaughter, talking to her daughter all the time about the grand. It's just constant. That's her quality of life. And that's all she wants. I mean, no, she's got every purse in the world. She's got every pair of shoes in the world. She's got an incredible closet. She's got all the money stuff. But that doesn't please her as much as having all that free time with her granddaughter and her daughter and helping her daughter raise her granddaughter. I mean, that's the quality of life that you can't just get by having a good job or making a lot of money. And so I'm trying to get that point across. I'm trying to be the contra influencer in this world that says, look, all these people try to teach you to hustle. Forget hustle. Own assets. Own assets that make money for you. Then you don't have to hustle for money. And that's what I'm coming out with. Now, last, before we break this thing down here today, I want to make another point to you. And that is, I got my first notice today from one of my savings accounts that the interest rate is going down on that savings account. So what does that mean? That means the marketplace has bought into, the banks have bought into, the world has bought into, that the Fed has decided that somewhere this year, there's going to be a reduction in interest rates. And this is the first one I've got. It's not across the board. But I would suggest that's the way it started when the interest rates started going up. One bank at a time, they started raising the interest rate on these savings accounts because they're just following the Fed. What's going to happen? What's going to happen is, as these interest rates come down, cap rate's going to come down, and prices of real estate's going to go up. So I told you there was a window of opportunity. That window of opportunity, I told you, was this year. I see that window of opportunity now becoming very tight. And if you're not out there with me buying, I bought one in January. I'm buying three more right now. I got one I just went into contract on yesterday and put the earnest money down on. I got two more working negotiating the contract on. If you don't get into deals right now and tie them up, you're going to miss the prices we're getting today. Now, does that mean real estate won't work? No, I've been doing real estate 24/7. Nah, that's not the way to say it, not 24/7. I've been doing it every day, not even every, gosh. Think of the hyperbole. I've been doing real estate for 34 years, and every year the market goes up and down and up and down and up and down, and there's deals there. All I'm saying is right now, the deals are better than they've been for the last 2 to 3 years, and you don't want to miss out on them. All right, well, I hope all this helped today, and remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.